So I came across this really interesting paper that just came out in NPJ Digital Medicine, and I think you're going to find it pretty compelling. It's about oral cancer, specifically squamous cell carcinoma, or OSCC, and how a team has figured out a way to diagnose it without any of the invasive procedures we typically rely on. Instead, they're using something as simple as breath analysis combined with AI. Pretty wild, right? Let me set the stage here. Oral squamous cell carcinoma is a serious diagnosis, but here's the kicker. Early detection absolutely matters for patient outcomes. The problem is, traditional diagnostic methods are invasive. We're talking biopsies, which means tissue sampling, which is uncomfortable, risky, and honestly, something a lot of patients are going to avoid or delay. So you end up with cases being caught later than they should be. That's the clinical gap this research is trying to fill. What the team did was clever. They combined breath and saliva analysis using mass spectrometry with machine learning algorithms. Basically, they're looking at the volatile organic compounds, the VOCs, that are present in breath and saliva samples. And they trained an AI model to recognize the chemical signatures associated with OSCC. So what did they actually find? They identified two really specific biomarkers. The first is methanethiol. That's a volatile compound. The second is Fusobacterium nucleatum, a bacterium that's been associated with oral cancers. These showed up consistently in OSCC patients. Now, here's where it gets impressive. Their AI diagnostic model achieved a ROCAUC of 0.92 when distinguishing OSCC patients from healthy controls and an external validation cohort. For context, 0.92 is excellent. You're talking about a model that's performing really, really well on unseen data, which is what you actually care about in clinical applications. What I found particularly thoughtful about this work is that they didn't just publish the results and call it a day. They built an interactive online platform. It's at Bio. FutureCNN.com, where clinicians and patients can actually input their biomarker data and get real-time predictions with interpretation. That's a significant step toward making this actionable in practice. Now let's think about why this matters beyond just this one cancer type. The implications here are actually pretty broad. First, there's the obvious clinical benefit. You have a non-invasive, accessible screening tool. A patient can provide breath and saliva samples easily. No anesthesia, no surgical intervention, no waiting for complex procedural appointments. That removes a huge barrier to early detection. But here's what I think is even more interesting. The authors explicitly note that this framework is adaptable to other breath-based cancer diagnostics. Think about that for a second. You've got a validated methodology for identifying cancer-specific biomarkers using mass spectrometry and machine learning. If it works for oral cancer, why not lung cancer, colorectal cancer, or others? That's potentially transformative for screening approaches across oncology. That said, there are some practical questions worth considering. The study is a cohort design, which is solid, but you'd want to see this scale to larger, more diverse populations. How does this perform in patients with oral conditions that might confound the biomarker signal, like severe periodontal disease or candidiasis? And there's always the implementation question. How do you integrate mass spectrometry capabilities into routine clinical workflows? Not every clinic has that equipment, though the online platform does help democratize access to the AI model itself. Also worth noting, the recommendation score on this paper is 7 out of 10, which suggests it's solid work with some caveats. Probably not paradigm shifting on its own, but it's a meaningful step forward. So here's what I'm taking away from this. We're seeing the convergence of a few trends: better analytical chemistry through mass spectrometry, increasingly sophisticated biomarker discovery, and machine learning models that can handle complex multivariate data. And when you combine those things thoughtfully, you get clinical applications that are simultaneously more accessible and more accurate than what we had before. For OSCC specifically, this is a potential game changer for early detection. For the broader field, it's a nice proof of concept that non-invasive screening might be more feasible than we've typically assumed. The fact that they've made the platform publicly available is also commendable. It means researchers and clinicians can start working with this immediately, rather than waiting for the next round of validation studies. It's the kind of work that sits at the intersection of biotech, AI, and practical medicine, and I think we're going to see more of it. Definitely worth keeping an eye on.